brethren's real talk live, always expressing the real. Ain't no sugarcoating, that's not how he is. Only discussing topics that can help change your life or educate your mind to all new heights. And straight and light on entrepreneurs that's on the ride. This is brethren's real talk live, giving back is how we ride. For the people, for the community, for the society, for the voices, for the unknown issues that be going down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. When you hear this music, you know some real topics dropping down. Braylon's, Braylon's, real talk live. Time to tune in and unwind, yeah.
What's up with it? DFW Metroplex, surrounding cities, all the states of the United States and all the countries across the world. That's right, Brethren's Real Talk Live is back again. After a 2-week break, we are back here, debuting on a Saturday. You know, first time ever. We'll be going back to Sunday, every other Sunday, bi-weekly, after this episode. But, you know, every time I take some time off, when I come back, it's always hard. So, we're debuting on a Saturday this time. And we've got a lot of things lined up for you. Got some hot topics, of course, as always, with my co-host, Miss Pride. And we also have an entrepreneur spotlight guest, which you will be hearing from shortly. Let's get into these announcements. I know May is almost over, but I just want to put a highlight out there that May is Asian and Pacific Islander month. You know, for those who don't know. So shout out to their heritage and culture and everything that we get from them as human beings. If you want to be on the show as an entrepreneur, spotlight guest, music guest, or guest speaker, or even if you have topics you want to submit for us to talk about, simply email the show at berealtalklive@yahoo.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook at Real Talk Live DTX. Or on Instagram at BeRealTalkLive. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Any businesses out there, if you don't want to be on the show as a guest, but you want to advertise your business, you can do so with our Radio Spot commercial package. We do 1-minute, 3-minute, and 5-minute increments. Prices vary depending on which option you select, as well as how long you want it in rotation. So make sure to email the show or hit us up on social media for those services. As far as Real Talk Radio, I am discontinuing it. It really didn't take off like I planned. We weren't really getting enough submissions to update a playlist. So I'm discontinuing it. But you can still submit your music because what we're going to transition to is Real Talk Song of the Week. So we'll highlight a song, whichever one we pick, depending on how many we get sent or whatever. All songs are going to end up being used, but we'll just pick one to use for each episode. Only way we will not pick a song is if we have a music guest on the show, because clearly we're going to highlight their music since they're on the show. But if you just want your song to be played across 9 total platforms, you can do so by submitting your songs to the email berealtalklive@yahoo.com. As you know, Brethren's Real Talk Live is a proud supporter and partner of the nonprofit organization, Braylon Blair Entities, in which they take care of the ignored answers throughout the community, as well as providing a permanent end to homelessness with the initiative Project Helping Hand. And on the update with that Project Helping Hand, the business proposal is near completion. Just going over the final numbers and everything, making sure everything is right before we start pitching it to potential business partners and sponsors. Also, there will be some fundraising events scheduled and things of that nature. I'll keep you posted on that. You can keep up with Braylon Blair Entities via Instagram, which is at Braylon B E N T, or on Facebook, Braylon Blair E N T. If you would like to donate to this nonprofit organization, you can do so by PayPal using the email BraylonBENT@yahoo.com. Or you can use Cash App, which is $BraylonBlairENT. Another option you can do is whenever you click the link to the show, you can hit the support this podcast button and 3 monthly options will come up, which you can cancel at any time. And those proceeds also go towards the nonprofit organization, Braylon Blair Entities. We appreciate your support. Another nonprofit organization that Brothers Real Talk Live is a proud supporter of is the South Oak Cliff High School Band Booster, which supports the New Soul of the South Marching Band of South Oak Cliff High School in Dallas, Texas. If you would like to donate to their nonprofit organization, you can do so via Cash App, which is $SOCBand. You can follow them on Instagram at SOC New Soul of the South. That's new as in the letters N and U. Or you can follow them on Facebook at New Soul of the South. Brothers Real Talk Live is also a proud supporter of a few dope podcasts we like to encourage you to check out. First one is Dem Damn Millennials. You can catch them on YouTube at TDM Productions, Instagram at Them Damn Millennials, or you can follow one of the main co-hosts of that podcast on Facebook at Bear Jackson. Also, they recently just launched their clothing and accessory line. You can check all of that out at bearology.com. Another podcast you can check out is called Off the Liquor Podcast. They just wrapped up their first season, so you can go through and check out all of their episodes on YouTube at Emery Anderson III, on Facebook at Emery Anderson III, and on Instagram, Emery Anderson, lowercase III. Lastly, you can check out another premier podcast, which is called the Truth Be Told Flex Podcast. You can follow them on YouTube at that name, Truth Be Told Flex Podcast. Make sure to go check out all of those podcasts and let them know that Braylon's Real Talk Live sent you. Moving on into my other entities. First off is my audio engineering and music label, Bledgener Productions. If you would like to get some recording, mixing, mastering, or any type of audio engineering services done, you can contact Bledgener Productions by email, which is bledgenerproductions@yahoo.com. You can also check out Bledgener Productions on Facebook at BledgenerDTX or on Instagram, Bledgener_Productions. Currently, we only have 2 artists a part of Bledgener Productions, which is myself, B Sizzle the Realist, and my co-host, Miss Pride. Be looking out for new content from them to get you ready for the summer. You can follow B Sizzle the Realist on Facebook at B Sizzle DTX and on Instagram at B Sizzle DTX. Make sure to check out his latest single, Circus, that's available on all streaming platforms. You can check out Miss Pride on Facebook at Randy Richardson, that's R-A-N-D-I, Richardson, and on Instagram at Miss Pride 1. You can also take advantage of her professional resume writing service. You can go on Facebook and put in Keep Calm and Call a Resume Writer, or you can go to her social media pages and the link will be displayed so you can click it there, as well as if you go to Braylon's Real Talk Live social media pages, we in our link tree, her professional resume writing service link is a part of our links that's in our link tree link that's in the bio on Instagram and available on Facebook as well. As you know, Bledgener Productions is also the primary and official audio engineering service for the music label Thug Angel Entertainment. You can follow Thug Angel Entertainment on Facebook at TAE Music Label and on Instagram at Thug Angel ENT. Be prepared for some new visuals and new music content coming from them as well. To keep up with everything that I'm involved in, whether it's me as the artist, Beasts or Realist, my audio engineering and music label service, Bludgeon Productions, as well as the label that Bludgeon Productions supports, Thug Angel Entertainment, as well as my nonprofit organization, Braille and Blur Entities, or the podcast itself, Braille's Real Talk Live. You can do so all in one place by following me on Snapchat at BraylonBDTX. Moving on into local sports and news. Well, the Dallas Stars season is pretty much over. They did not get to make the playoffs this year after being in the Stanley Cup final the previous year. But, you know, it still goes Stars, and I hope they bounce back next season. As far as the Dallas Mavericks, they have reached the postseason for the second year in a row. And once again, they will be facing the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round of the playoffs. And a matter of fact, the first game, game one, is today at 3:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Game two will take place on Tuesday. As far as the Dallas Cowboys, they're getting ready to ramp up for the new season that's coming forth. The schedules have been released and everything is set. Their rookie minicamp has been kicked off. You know, they got some good defensive draft picks this draft season. So we're looking forward to seeing what the young guys can do and help America's team reach greatness. As well as Dak Prescott, he's returning to form, you know, after being injured only in the fourth game of last year season. But he's back and he's ready to take this team to another level. So we can't wait till football season. Lastly, the Rangers, unfortunately, they lost their final game of the series that they were playing against the New York Yankees 2-0. But they're currently playing right now, the Astros, opening up another series against them. And they're in the top of the fifth with the lead 3-1. They will be playing tomorrow at 3:05 p.m., also against the Astros, and Sunday, May 23rd, also against the Astros at 1:35 p.m., and they will be opening up a two-game series against the Anaheim Angels Tuesday, May 25th, and Wednesday, May 26th. Local news that I have to report, source, the Dallas Observer. With a record number of homelessness in North Texas, Black people remain overrepresented. And what the article is talking about is Black people in Dallas County are still severely overrepresented among the homeless. And an annual census of the homelessness in Dallas and Collin counties tallied a record number of people living on the streets, with Black people making up more than half of the houseless residents, despite composing only a quarter of Dallas County's population. The findings of the census were presented during the 2021 State of Homelessness Address on Tuesday. They say they cannot walk away from today without recognizing and naming the fact that systematic racism is reflected in homelessness. Black men are disproportionately represented, Peter Bruski, the new chair of Metro Dallas Homelessness Alliance, said at the address. The alliance is the lead agency for the homeless response system in Dallas and Collin counties. And my take on that is, you know, okay, so what? You know the record number. You see what's going on. You see that it's at a high rate. You see that it's predominantly Black people that are homeless. You know what's going on, but what are you going to do about it? We actually have a, you know, alliance, as they named it, Homelessness Alliance and Response System, okay? But what are y'all responding to? What have y'all done? What are y'all trying to do, you know? And that's the main reason why me personally has started the nonprofit, so I can permanently end homelessness, because it's an easy solution to fix. It really is. All you got to do is get these people back in society as they once were. You know, there's a lot of government assistance still around. There's a lot of different aids and stuff like that. So we just need to put it all together, give them that place of value, place where they can be, you know, who they are intended to be. You know, for whatever reason, life got the best of them. And, you know, it's up to us to make sure they get back on their feet. Because you know, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with the shelters, food banks, and all the other little organizations that are out there doing what they're due. You know, my heart goes out to their efforts and things like that. But it's not permanently fixing the situation. Because look, again, shelters are overcrowding. And then a lot of the homeless, they don't want to do shelters because they don't want to follow the rules. They want to go in and out as they please. They don't want to be back at a certain curfew and things of that nature. You know, if I've assessed the problem from all angles, and with my Project Helping Hand initiative, it's going to permanently end homelessness. I will be reaching out to the response team, the alliance and everything like that, once the business proposal is fully complete, because something needs to be done in the city of Dallas about the homelessness, you know, permanently. And we're going to achieve it one step at a time. But other than that, that's pretty much all I have. Next up is our Entrepreneur Spotlight guest segment. Let's get it. All right, tonight's Entrepreneur Spotlight guest, her name is Strawberry, and her business is Fragrance Galore and More. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. So, what inspired you to start Fragrance Galore and More?
To be honest, my daughter's dad is the reason I started my fragrance business. When we were together, he always wanted cologne for special occasions or even just like a just because gift. It was always cologne. So if you know, you know, cologne is expensive. I got tired of paying all that money.
Right, right.
So I was like, I need to find either a plug, or I had found a plug, and I guess she was, I don't know what she was doing, but she wasn't, you know, a plug, because when we needed more, she wasn't there.
Right, right.
So that really just inspired me to just find a vendor. I was looking up vendors for probably like 6 months because I wanted to make sure I was getting some real cologne.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Watered down.
Yeah.
Cologne.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, that's what inspired me. So if he's listening, I want to thank you so much. Yeah, I'm just grateful.
That's what's up. Best way to be. Yeah, so what are you looking to accomplish with your business venture, and will you be expanding it in some form or fashion?
So, yes, I do plan on expanding. Right now, I'm only 3 months in.
Okay.
And, I mean, but that's still a blessing. To even be 3 months in, I feel like I'm doing a good job. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Expanding wise, yes, I do see myself in the future getting a storefront. I want Fragrance Galore and More to be everywhere. Like, I'm even looking at pop-up shops out of the state.
Yeah,
I just want to, I want to see his name everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. I'm speaking it into existence.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how it starts. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Hopefully by then we'll be interviewing you again with the storefront.
Yes, yes, it's coming.
Already. So do you have any other talents or hobbies that you may want to turn into a business or are in the process of doing?
Yes. If you don't know me, I also do nails. So okay. I've been also, you know, thinking about just make like having not even just a store where you can come shop. I want it to be everything. It's called Fragrance Galore and More. So it's like a one-stop shop. I want makeup artists, nail techs, MUAs, all that. Just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Turn into a beauty bar. Why not?
Might as well, yeah. You know, ain't nobody really doing that. That's something unique. So, yeah, they'll love to get their nails and stuff done and can get some fragrances too. Oh, yeah.
I'm also thinking, I've been making candles, so I have candles coming.
Okay.
I also have The candles that I have coming are going to be perfume and cologne scented candles. So,
oh yeah,
I know everybody's gonna want to buy those. So be on the lookout for those. I have them coming really, really soon.
All right, so that's basically part of the products that you have as far as new releases, huh?
For right now, to be honest, I wake up every day thinking about more stuff to add to, you know, my business, my brand. So you definitely won't, it won't be the last. I'm definitely going to keep adding things. I also have iPhones, little four-wheelers, all of that. So, okay. You know. Just everything. One stop shop.
Oh yeah, that's how we, that's the best way to do it. All right. So what are some examples of some of the fragrances you have?
So I have for women, I have YSL Opium. I have all the Versace's. I can basically get anything. I've been doing orders for right now.
Uh-huh.
Just because I'm being busy right now. But like right now on hand, I have Versace, YSL, Jimmy Choo, Bond Number 9, you know, all of it. Burberry. Right.
The works, basically.
You know, everything that, you know, everybody likes. So
that's what's up. All right. So lastly, how can people contact you to inquire about and buy your products?
So if you would like to contact me, you can go to my Facebook, which is Strawberry. It's spelled Strawberry, not with the Y. Strawberry Fragrance Fairy McGarry. That's my Facebook. And my Instagram is Strawberry with the I underscore soda underscore. So that's how you can reach me.
All right, well, y'all make sure to reach us. We got all the good stuff. So y'all want to smell good, you know, impress y'all ladies or impress y'all men out there, make sure y'all hit her up.
Come shop. I have everything you need.
All right, most definitely. Well, thanks for being on the show. Looking forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much for having me. Before I go, okay. I really want to give a big shout out to my vendor. Since I've been selling perfume and cologne, he has given me the game on so much. So I really want to shout out to him. Thank him so much. Without him, I know I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, I'd probably be just wasting money.
right.
So I really want to shout out to him and his dad. They both have their own store. So, you know, they pass on the game to me, and hopefully I can help someone else, like, you know, other people who are looking to start businesses, because at first I didn't have nobody helping me.
Right. So. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Networking is key.
But I really do appreciate you for having me. This is a big opportunity for me, and I was so excited. So I hope to be back again.
Oh, of course. Most definitely. Oh, yeah. All right, then. Until next time.
Peace out.
All right. Now it's time for a topic drop. I'm here with my co-host,
Ms. Pine.
All right, and we're finna give it to you straight. So, first topic we're going to talk about tonight is the artist Mulatto and her name change decision. Recently, she made public that she'll be changing her artist name. She hasn't decided on a name yet, but the reason why she's changing the name because she's starting to get a lot of backlash for the name. For people that don't know, Mulatto means, you know, biracial or mixed race or person of European and, you know, black descent or whatever like that. So the reason why she chose Mulatto in the first place is because she was bullied for being, you know, a biracial, you know, child when she was younger. So that's the reason why she chose Mulatto in the first place. But now a lot of things are just getting twisted out of hand, and she's like, this is not what she intended to happen. This is not the, you know, what she wanted it to stand for or what she stands for. So that's why she's going to ultimately just change her artist name. Yeah, and it has nothing to do with her fans, just in case anybody's wondering. She's came up with the decision all by herself. It's nothing to do with public relations or anything like that. It's just something she decided to do based on the attention that's been happening as of late. And, you know, I'm all really, you know, for it. I mean, there's not nothing wrong with it. I don't see, I mean, there's something wrong with the whole backlash part of it. I mean, it shouldn't matter what her name is or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, if she decides that, you know, this is the best thing to do, then it's the best thing to do. Next topic we're going to talk about is the sellout cycle. And what I mean by the sellout cycle is there is this tension amongst races where they feel that mostly men, they be with their race for a while, but once they come across a certain amount of fame or fortune, they go after a different race. And they say, and then on the men's side of it, they say the reason for that is, well, the woman of their race didn't treat them right, so they don't deserve to share their fortune with their race, and they just ultimately do that. To me, I think it's all made up. I think people just has this presumption because, I mean, you do see majority of people that are black or whatever with someone of another race. And I don't see nothing wrong with it. But now you got some people that's out here that kind of does do it for that reason. And, you know, that's wrong, of course. And, you know, we don't support that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, people have their choices, their preferences and things like that. I mean, okay, well, they've dated their race back in the day, but now they don't want to anymore. I mean, everybody has their experiences, personal reasons for doing things, and you shouldn't put too much into it to the fact that you're saying, oh, well, this is the reason why they're doing this, and this is the reason why they're doing that, and that shouldn't be the case. It should just be like, oh, everybody has their preference, and if that's what they chose to do, that's what they chose to do. Don't put a label on things, and it's not nothing there. Stop making things out of something when there's really nothing there to begin with.
Everybody has their preference. Some people prefer Sprite, others prefer Pepsi. However, also I think it has more of a, like an ego thing. And I'm only saying this because from experience, what I've experienced. So sometimes there are women or men. Okay, so I'm going to tell you my experience. The one time I went to the barbecue with a date.
Okay.
And his friend was there.
Okay.
And a couple of his friends were there. And the other black girl that was there, we were sitting together because we were putting together like kites or whatever, because we were about to fly kites or whatever. So one of the black guys, they had like a white girlfriend or whatever, but we weren't even like really like talking to him or entertaining him. And we were just sitting at the table, you know, doing our girly thing, just talking and making little kites. And he just comes over there and he just talks about how he only dates white women. And I'm just looking at her and she's looking at me like, ain't nobody asked you all that.
Right. First of all,
I've never had a problem dating anybody, black, white, whatever color they are. I've never had a problem. She even said it. She's like, she's never had a problem. And I think sometimes it's an ego thing because people, certain men, regardless of color or whatever, they feel like somebody always wants them. You know what I mean? You ever met those
people? Oh, yeah, like, yeah. I get what you're talking
about. Everybody wants them. So, like, the first thing on their mind is to, like, go insult the other person or say, like, or only, oh, well, I only prefer this, or they didn't treat me like, yeah, I've dated black men that dogged me. I dated Mexican guys that dogged me. White guys, They're all right. Each race has like bad people.
Yeah, you can't avoid that.
To me, it's like an ego thing, or that they're color shot. Gonna be either one.
Yeah, I mean, it could be either one. No, I understand. No, it makes sense because it's like, why are y'all putting so much energy into it? And it's not really all what people presume it to be. Because they
said, I don't care what color anybody thinks, that's what she thinks.
Yeah, don't tie the whole. Oh well, since they at this certain lifestyle and all this, this is who they want to date. Or no, it has nothing to do with that. Like it just doesn't have nothing to do with that. People go through things and they have bad experiences, good experiences, and it alters their judgment on certain things and ultimately how they make their decisions. I mean, ain't the saying what it is? You know, life is what you make it. So, you know, life is what you make it. And that's just what people choose to do.
Right.
All right. Next topic I'm going to talk about is the voting restrictions. And recently, a lot of voting restrictions have been going on, predominantly in Georgia, some other places as well. And what the restrictions are doing are they're trying to put a hold or stop the absentee ballots where, you know, people can no longer, you know, vote from home. Like they want either in-person voting only and nothing else. They're trying to stop it where, you know, people that's even old or that can't get out, they want to cut those votes out as well. And it's all because of how the election went down, you know, this past time, you know, with President Biden winning the election. And that's all it's stemming from. They're just trying to get it back to where, oh, they can easily win again and things like that, you know, because they said the most people voted more than they ever have this last go around. And so now what the other party is trying to do is they're trying to limit that to some factor. So next time when the election comes around again, they supposedly call themselves having a better chance of winning if they stop all the other votes, such as the voting from home, you know, mail-in ballots and things of that nature.
I really don't have a comment. I think it's just sad because, I mean, we only started the voting from home because of the coronavirus.
Right. Yeah.
But now that everything's opening up, everything should be fine, but yeah, everybody's just bitter. Oh man.
Take your time.
This Trump is just a sore loser. Oh my God, get over it.
Yeah, basically. That's
like,
all.
I'm with little kids since he's acting like a little kid and having a tantrum. Or when they tell you when you're a little kid, just get up and try again if you feel a certain way.
I mean, yeah, that's all there is to it. And like, I don't like it either. It's like, okay, y'all doing these little voting restrictions, trying to limit votes and stuff all because of y'all didn't like the outcome of the election. I mean, it is what it is. The people wanted who they wanted. You got it. Things transpired the way they did. Okay, so be it. You know, trying to do all this little extra stuff, behind the scenes stuff, basically called themselves trying to somewhat go back into the earlier times when a lot of restrictions were on voting, you know, predominantly to, you know, black people and things like that. So they called themselves trying to bring this back and trying to do this little war, this tit for tat stuff and all this. You know, politics is just, you know, something else, really. Like, you really got to have like a certain mental capacity to even deal with it, because it's like you got people in here, some being in there for so long, and they're just stuck in their ways and they want things a certain way. Because ever since the election happened, a lot of people have been just claiming a lot of stuff. It was like, America has been stolen. America belongs to us and all this kind of stuff. And we all know that ain't true. We know who was here first. And we ain't talking about no Christopher Columbus and all that kind of stuff either. We're talking about the Native Americans that was already here before time. Talking about, oh, we discovered America. No, you didn't discover America. It never belonged to you in the first place. Just because you've been in power all this time doesn't mean anything, because really, you didn't deserve to have that length of power either. And, you know, so I can go on and on. But that's a whole nother situation. But, you know, I don't like it to the fact where people do all this tit for tat stuff because of you don't like an outcome. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody's entitled to their opinions, of course. But at the end of the day, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong.
True.
So that's all I'm going to say about that before I end up going off into something else. All right.
Next. Yeah, I see you're real passionate about it.
Well, I'm passionate about a lot of things, you know. I kind of went off in the intro earlier about some stuff, but it is what it is. All right. Next topic we're going to talk about is, do people fake sexual satisfaction? If so, why would they or why should they? And this topic here, it was submitted by one of our listeners, and we're going to break it down. All right. So my take on this is,
interesting. Why are people not listening this morning? I just told the guy I wanted a half a dozen donuts mix. He gave me all that. I just let it slide because I just
well,
I go to Starbucks, the lady ain't listening to me. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, go ahead.
It's one of those mornings. I guess it's just, you know, people just in their own little world today. They like, we don't care. We know what they said, but we just gonna do this because this is what we feel is right. You know, I hope they like it. You know, I'm not trying to do poor customer service, but at the same time, I just want to do it like this. I know they asked for the mix, but I didn't feel like mixing the donuts up. That's crazy. But anyways, yeah. So next topic we're talking about right now, which is a topic that was submitted by one of our listeners, is do people fake sexual satisfaction? If so, why would they? And or why should they? All right, well, let me see. How can I put it?
I guess, if they're saying, I guess either to make the significant other feel better.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If something troubling is going on in the sexual department.
Yeah, could
be. You know what? It's like cheerleading them all, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Not to say that like that, but yeah, like cheerleading them on.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, that's one way of how it goes. You know, people are being considerate of others' feelings. You know, they don't want to just be like, okay, this person is not good. They don't know what they're doing. I'm not turned on, et cetera, et cetera. Let me.
They fake it or not fake. I don't know. Or cheerleading them on. It's like maybe they'll pump themselves up. You know what I'm saying? They start liking it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And I just say, I mean, yeah, people do it. I mean, it's there. I mean, should they? No. Why would they? Just like you mentioned, to, you know, pump people up and consider the people's feelings. But my thing on it is, my also take on it is, you know, you can't really tell. I mean, if you're just like focused and you're just really, you know, trying and whatever into the moment, you're not really focused on whether they're faking or not. You know, I mean, of course, you know, certain little things let you know, like, you know, we're not going to get into full detail on that. But I mean, certain little factors of the human body will let you know, whether you're doing a good job or not. I know that comes down to it. But also, you know, sometimes, you know, you can just have an off night, you know. You can have a lot on your mind. You're not your usual self, you know. Just like with anything else, you know, sex is an emotion. You know, love is an emotion. And you can't perform fully if you're not 100% right, you know, in your mental state and physical state and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, it's not always, oh, they're faking it or they just don't like you or they're just doing it because, or no, it's not like that. Now, not saying that doesn't happen. It exists to a degree, but you know, you got to understand that, you know, sometimes you just want your best at night. You just try again another time.
That happened to me before because my child's father, when we were together back in the day, there was a time he even said that, like, after we connected. he let me know he was satisfied. However, he was just like, sorry if I haven't been myself lately, but I really couldn't tell before. It seemed like the same, but I guess.
Right.
Because he was like, had a lot on my mind, but I couldn't tell because he was always the same. So I get it.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is, man.
And then I've faced it before, but it's because that person was horrible.
Oh, they was bad.
Bad. And I just wanted to get it over with.
like the cheerleading part wouldn't even help. No. Oh, damn.
It was like I really wasn't into that person, but.
Yeah, as far as that department, they need some work. I feel you. It be like that sometimes. You know, it just happens. Well, while we're still on the topic of sex, the next topic we're going to talk about is, do certain actions supposed to lead to sex, or is sex still a person's choice? And what we mean by that is, you know, like, oh, just because a person does a certain thing, oh, should you give them some? Like, the most common narrative out there is, oh, from a guy's perspective anyways, is some guys feel that, oh, well, since I paid for the meal and took you out, you supposed to reward me afterwards and things like that. And I'm just like, nah, I don't really like that narrative because I'm like...
Yeah, because it feels like, it's like now you're making the other person feel obligated to do something. And then it's like... It's like a forceful thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
so then it's kind of like rapish.
Hey, it's along the lines.
I don't want to even say that. I don't want to even take it there. But I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds kind of weird. I don't know. But the person's going to be feeling obligated to have sex with somebody because they did something for them.
Right.
Now that's the deal. You know what I mean? Like, and it should not be that way.
Yeah, and it shouldn't. And then I kind of feel for the people that's probably, like, you know, feeling like this. I think it's really a thing because I'm like, certain women, you know, men too, but I'm going to start from the women's perspective because they felt it the most or deal with it the most. A lot of women feel that these men be wanting sex because of something they did for them. And the woman don't really be up to it, but they kind of, you know, get the vibe. They feel the tension, or they feel, you know, it ain't like the guy forcefully saying it. Like,
they're trying to avoid the argument, or they're trying to avoid losing that person, or just trying to avoid just the drama. Period.
Yeah,
now it's like a forceful emotion of feeling bad about something because.
The worst kind. I mean, I believe there is people out there like that.
Yeah, there is people out there like that. That's why I said it.
Uh-huh. I've came across men where they expect it. Like, just, I mean, I even with the whole just doing something, they just expect it. Like, it can be the most littlest thing, but they just expect it. And I'm just like, you can't be like that. You can't go through life living like that, expecting it. You know, not even with sex. It's just in life in general. Like, you stop being an Indian giver, okay? Like, bottom line. Like, stop expecting stuff in return, you know, when you do stuff. You know, that ain't how you good. That is not how God intended it to be. You know, you it's just supposed to be on your heart to help people, you know, whether you get, you know, returned the favor or not. I mean, you know, God's going to cover you anyway. You know, that's where your blessings come from anyway.
Because it's really from the heart. He will send you somebody that's going to love you. And then you won't be feeling like you got to do something for somebody to do something for to you and for you.
Right. And then that goes on the lines of manipulation as well, because, you know, a lot of people manipulate people into that feeling as well, where they feel like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to do this like this, and I'm going to do this and this, and then I'm going to get this out of this person. And, you know, it's just a lot of scheming going on and stuff like that as well. And I'm just like, come on now. This is why we have the problems we have. This is why relationships aren't as tight as they supposed to be or should be, or they are like they once was. You know, one thing about the 90s, and nobody can take it away from the 90s, that's when real love was really existing. Like, I mean, you have the music to prove it, you know? It's like that time period is when people were actually really loving people. It wasn't too many games being played. You know, games were still being played, you know, because people are going to be people. But it was more love, more endearment, more, you know, trust and things like that compared to what it is now. And it's just...
Well, it's been the same. It's always been the same.
I mean, well, you've been to the same to a certain degree, but I mean, it's like, you have your errors. You have your different...
Like the era of the 50s and 60s, maybe in the 80s, but after the 80s,
she said no.
My days differ. I was dating in the 90s after high school, but
it's all the same. She said it's all the same.
It's all the same. Ain't nothing changed. It's all it comes down to is maturity. The whole maturity level.
Well, yeah.
And how you respect yourself. How you can respect the others is a reflection of yourself.
Yeah, you know, all the...
When playing games and doing that, you must not think highly of yourself. You're still trying to find yourself.
Yeah, basically. That's exactly what that be meaning, too. Just out here doing the darn thing. But yeah, I mean, it just, that's just all it is to it. Next topic we're going to talk about is, does the easy access to nudity porn via Instagram models, OnlyFans, and new X-rated dating apps or sites alter a man's view on women? My take on that is, okay, no, it shouldn't. If it does, that means there's a problem. Huh?
It does.
I mean, yeah.
Some marketing certain shows and like the younger, some of the younger men, even some of the older men, they don't like, yeah, because then they start, for some reason, they start thinking of women a certain way. But if you're like male chauvinist men, oh my gosh. Like, it puts, like, you know, a certain thought into their head.
Oh, yeah, like, okay, well, this is. Yeah, like, I get what you're saying. Like, basically, it's like, oh, well, since this is going on, women should do this. They should be more open to this. And it's almost kind of ties to the topic we just covered with the whole obligation sex stuff. Like, you know, they feel like, oh, well, since women out here doing this, oh, when I get with somebody, oh, she better do this, because they're out here doing this, and I want the same experience, and it don't work like that, okay? I mean, people... have standards.
Yeah, and, like the posts are like even pictures being posted or whatever. Yeah,
right.
Like yeah, a certain way.
Yeah, because they be wanting like whoever girl they're talking to or dealing with, they be wanting their girl to do the same. Like they'd be like, "Hey, send me some such and such pictures or whatever like that." And I'm like, "Okay, this is like, why are you doing this?" Well, they're doing it on Instagram, and okay, that's Instagram. This is real life here.
Well, as soon as a
God and be like, send me a pic. That's what I would just tell y'all, man, as soon as you send that message, send me a pic to a female, most likely they're going to stop talking to you.
Exactly, because it's like the way it is now. I mean, cause even
if you send a penis pic, they're going to stop talking to you.
Right, because it's like, it shouldn't be like that. Like, that's just...
It's nice to turn off.
It is. To a real woman, I should say. Because you got some women that still kind of into that crap, and they shouldn't be, but it is what it is. But, yeah, it's like, it shouldn't do that. Now, it shouldn't alter your view on women. Like, I mean, it does, because obviously all the things that go on, but it just shouldn't. I mean, you know, people going to do what they do. You know what you want, and, you know, that's just all it is to it. But don't go basing your relationship off of what you've seen or never really experienced for yourself. So that's how I see it on that. Right. Next topic we're going to talk about is, should women be the person to propose, or should it stay as the traditional way with men being the person to propose? All right, this is pretty tricky. This topic was also submitted by one of our listeners. And let's see. I know a lot of things is going on, a lot of changes in the world. You know, roles are being flipped around. You got the whole transgender stuff going on too. And it's just a lot of different stuff all mixed up. But to me, from my view, I believe the man should continue being the person to do it. Because, I mean, the way I was raised, a woman should never have to bend over or kneel for anything. And, I mean, I'm just going to stick with that. Like, you know, like a woman should never have to beneath herself any kind of way, even though it's something as far as marriage or whatever the case may be. I just don't feel right for a woman having to do that, you know, take that step and like that. Now, don't get me wrong. Some guys be taking forever and the women be wanting it, but, you know, I still don't think they should go on and be like, okay, well, let me go on and propose to him since he taking forever. You know, I heard that reason. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is they just feel that, you know, that it just came over them to do it. And a lot of guys, they don't know how to take that because it hasn't been happening, for one. It's new. And a lot of people are, you know, finding themselves and stuff like that. And it's just a lot of mixed signals. But me personally, my take on it is I say that the men should continue doing it. And that's all I got to say.
To me, I feel like a man should continue proposing. First of all, just like you said, when you just said, sometimes the woman proposes first because she says that the guy's taking forever. That's a big old sign that his ass ain't ready.
Right. You can't pressure him.
Or he don't want to marry you.
Right.
Or you're married. So it's going to be one of them things.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think about it. You go propose, and then they say no, you get your face cracked. So to avoid all that, you got to just let people go to their safe. I mean, you could drop hints. Now, ain't nothing wrong with dropping hints and kind of letting them know, like, hey, you know, we've been kind of at this for a minute. You know, what's the next step? Are we going to take that next step? Or, you know, you could drop hints, but don't go as far as going to propose first because they're taking so long. They probably have a legitimate reason why they're taking so long, you know? So.
And don't force it either. I don't know.
No, yeah, don't. Yeah, don't force it. Don't force it.
You know, because I had a friend, and she was this guy for like hell years, like 7, 8 years.
Okay.
And by like the 6th and 7th year, she just kept asking, like, when are we going to get married? When are we going to get married? And he was like, I don't know. I'm still trying to, like, get some stuff together. He told her, like, straight up. And then she nagged him so much that, I shouldn't say nagged, though. But she kept bringing it up so much that he was just like, well, we'll just go ring shopping. Okay, so then she was happy when he said that, but she didn't understand that he's like, that's a stalling technique.
It is.
But now they're finally engaged, but he did it his way, on his terms, on his time.
Right, and that's how it should be, you know? To me, love doesn't have a time limit, okay? Because you got some people that marry quick after a year together. You got some people that take the long road, 8-7 years. I mean, the standard way is, you know, you at least...
8-10 years. By that third year, you should know already. Not no 8-10. And depending on the age, too, but I'm not going to wait no 8-10. That's too damn long, because it'll be 10 years and 4 kids later. And we...
I mean,
it's been 10 years.
Right.
No.
I know. You're right. I was finna get into that. Yeah, like I said, there is no time limit on love. However, there is still stipulations. Just like you said, you know, ain't finna wait no 8-10 years. And I totally agree with that. Y'all better not make no woman wait no 8-10 years for that, unless something is really going on or something kind of delayed the process. Or something. Other than that, if it's taking that long, like you said, around that 3-4 year mark, if you don't know, well, you might as well just go and break it off, because you're wasting that person's time at that point. Because it's like, oh, you want them, but you're still contemplating on marrying. You got to know it. It's a feeling. It's a thought. You've been dealing with this person for so long. They've shown you everything they have to offer.
People know if they're going to be, or especially guys, they know if they want somebody forever or not the first time when they meet up.
Exactly.
They already know.
Yeah, so if you just waiting for I don't know what reason, because I can't even come up with a logical reason why people would want to wait that long like that, you know, because it don't make sense. That's why I said a legitimate reason, like something delayed the process, you know. Now, we know that happens, stuff happens, things like that. That's understandable. But to the point where everything's good, you know, y'all stable on all ends, and you're still making her wait, yeah, that's not a good look.
Or if you a person that never just wants to get married, then just say that up front.
What? Right, yeah. Yeah, don't just be dragging the person on. Yeah, don't drag the person on. Yeah, Basically, you just got to be upfront about everything. Like, that's just where we at with it. Like, you got to just stop, you know, beating around the bush and high-siding and stalling. And no, just going to be upfront. Like, if you're a person that's just not want to pursue marriage, but you want to be with somebody long-term, let them know. I mean, they may be open to the same thing or not. You know, you just got to take your chances. But just going on... being in a relationship with somebody for so long and not even, you know, attempt to even discuss it or leap towards it or whatever, that's totally wrong in my book.
And just let the man do the proposal. Well, in my opinion, just do the man. Let the man do the marry. Let the man do the proposing.
Yes. It's more romantic that way.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. That brings us to our last topic of the night. Can a relationship return to normal after someone cheats? Well.
It can if you truly forgive them.
Yeah, it can.
But it's not going to if you're still like
holding on to it.
About it and can't forgive them, but it can if you truly forgive them.
Yeah.
But if there's no forgiveness, it ain't gonna work.
Right.
But if you do forgive them, you know, you just gotta have open communication and always keep your ears and eyes open.
Right. Yeah, because what's been really going on, and this has been going on for a long time, it's been put out there, you know, from society standards. Oh, once somebody cheat, oh, it's over with. You can't, there's no fixing. And, you know, that y'all gotta, you know, get away from that. Like, that's not a true stance on it. Is I know society and stuff and certain people may feel that way, but in all, it's not right. you can work it out. Any relationship could be worked out. You know, relationships are going to have its problems. You got to think about it. Two people coming together as one, you're going to have tensions somewhere. You know, you're not going to always agree and things like that. That's what happens with it when, you know, becoming a team or a partnership or whatever the case may be. And you can't just go, oh, that person messed up. Now there is stances with it because you're like, okay, well, maybe it's the way they done it or how they done it or if they done it more than once. Okay, now if it's more than once, then okay, now that's a whole nother issue. Because like I've said before in many other episodes, you know, okay, you do something wrong once, okay, that's a mistake. You continue doing it, it becomes a decision. And if it's becoming a decision, then there is no fixing anything. That person is stuck in their ways, they're set, they want their cake and ice cream, and that's just all it is to it. There's nothing to be fixed. But relationships, all relationships can be fixed to a certain degree, you know? And it just takes a lot of maturity, forgiveness, and mentorship to get past it because it's there. I mean, because love doesn't waver. At least it's not supposed to if it's authentic and things like that. But, you know, you have to understand that, you know, it can be fixed. Stop going by society stuff, just like with the other stuff. You know how society say, oh, you're supposed to be married by this age. Oh, you're supposed to have a house and a car at this age or things like that. No, don't go by society standard. Everybody has their own time clock and you just got to do everything, you know, to the best of your ability.
But I just always understand that if somebody cheats, has nothing to do with you. It has anything to do with them as a person and who they are mentally. And never go into, and always just remember that your heart is not blind.
Right. Yeah, because the heart sees everything and feels everything, whether you want it to or not. It's just up to you to accept whatever the heart may be feeling or seeing. But that pretty much wraps up tonight's topic drop. Stay tuned for the outro. All right. That pretty much wraps up tonight's show. Hope you enjoyed our topic drop segment. Hope you enjoyed tonight's Entrepreneur Spotlight guest. Make sure to catch us next time, June 6th, between the times 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. across 9 total platforms. If you would like to be on the show as an entrepreneur guest, guest speaker, music guest, or if you want to take advantage of our radio spot commercial service or any other things mentioned in the intro, feel free to email the show at brealtalklive@yahoo.com, or you can DM the show on Facebook at Real Talk Live DTX or on Instagram at brealtalklive.
If you need help with your resume or any resume advice, hit me up at Randy Richardson, Resume Writer, on Facebook, and I'll be happy to assist you.
Make sure to take advantage of that service, as well as all our other services. Make sure to contact our Entrepreneur Spotlight guest for all your fragrance needs. All her information is in the show description, so make sure to check that out so you can get in on some good deals on fragrances. As always, we look forward into expressing the real. Peace.